Alright, it's the top of the hour, so we're going to go ahead and get started. This is the third session for the launch week of Primetime for answering questions about Resonite. Our launch is tomorrow, so I'm super excited about that. I do have some prefaces for that particular event tomorrow. One of them is to check the announcement in the announcements channel. If you ask what time it is, it's in the announcement. It translates it to your local time. It's in the announcement. So you don't need to know when it is or what it is, etc. It's in that announcement. Please don't ask that question. If I see it, I'm going to refer you to the announcements channel. Secondarily, it's going to be a launch, so we're working very hard on it. But don't freak out too much. So let's go ahead and move on to the questions. So we got one from here from Caden, who says, are you able to speak at all regarding the details of how exactly the asynchronous impulse nodes are implemented? I am not. I don't know. Protoflux's engine, or core as it's called, is like a big precipice of magic that I have not climbed or sunken down into yet. I just haven't had time. I do know vaguely what's going on, though. One of the important things to remember is that because Protoflux is running in Resonite on top of Resonite, etc., some parallels that you're drawing to additional languages might not be the same. So, for example, asynchronous in other languages has a defined definition. Protoflux's definition for that may be different. Moving forwards, Jackal Girl says, is it possible that the free image DLL fix for Unix and Linux headless users might have broken things for Windows 11 users? Before the update, it had no issues logging in, but now I get an almost immediate crash when the log says free image version. Let's figure out if additional Windows 11 users are having that issue. Also, make sure to verify the game files just so double check that all those DLLs are up to date. I haven't seen anyone else talking about that much. I'll also take a look at that thread, but the Primetime is not a debugging session, so possibly, but I'll take a look afterwards. Archer says, is there a way to debug imported logics you're having trouble with? Resonite doesn't support logic, so I don't know what the question means. Moving forwards to Durin's question, are you excited? Are you excited about tomorrow? I'll answer both. No, I'm quite aware. I'm actually probably going to go to bed a little bit sooner than I usually do. I wake up pretty late morning, and I need to wake up on time for tomorrow, so I'll probably go to bed a bit earlier. So I'm going to be exiting very soon to go to bed or whatever. Anyway, am I excited? Yes and no. While it's going to be exciting because everyone gains access, it's important to remember that it's just a button push or a flick of a lever, right? This isn't the end of all time. It's just an event that's going to occur. It's just a launch. What's happening after the launch is much more exciting, which is we have a platform and a community here where we're going to just keep trundling on towards the future. Killif makes some assumptions about Protoflux running on the main thread. I'd strongly encourage you to get that question ratified with other people. I repeatedly get questions about Resonite being single-threaded, and it's provably wrong, so to just make sure that we get that ratified with maybe a Farouk's office hours, or maybe once I've dived deep into Protoflux core, I can take a look. Duskkin asks, do you have any words of wisdom when dealing with a possible flood of people tomorrow? Yes, a very big thing that I want everyone to remember, particularly any mods or mentors that are listening, is you have the opportunity to say no and walk away. None of you are being paid to be there. None of you have a cardinal responsibility to be there. Of course, we are grateful for any assistance that you provide, but if it's all getting too much, walk away. Go for a walk in the park, have some water. It's nothing's going to fall apart. Merif says, how would Patreon beta users report bugs before the masses encounter them? You cannot report bugs right now. We are going to open up a GitHub for reporting bugs as soon as we can. Uzi says, will Resonite have native eye and face tracking support? It has native eye and face tracking support for the Vive Eye Pro headset and the face tracking module on that. That face tracking module will work if you just plug it into any old headset, it's just a USB connection, but the eye will only natively support the Vive Pro Eye. Other headsets are being investigated for support, but that would be an after-launch thing. Margot asks, I have a friend that is disappointed that Resonite has the same issues where people can't restrict what other people do to them, such as using a shrink ray or picking them up, and it's instead up to the world host. I understand that there's user-made tools to combat this, such as the avatar protection system and the moderation system, but there are plans for changes in that future. Yes, we actually now have the blocking function as well, so anyone that's doing that, you can probably mutual block them, and it will make it a lot more difficult to have that. We also have features that are going to be on the roadmap once it's available that will heighten those restrictions. One of the problems we have right now is that the user-made systems sometimes, like, protect you too much, and they prevent the world from actually functioning. I've seen a lot of people who are like, I'm going to hide all my colliders. And it's like, great, you've broken, like, so many interactions in this world. So do keep that in mind. But yeah, we're going to work on more later. As a reminder, if you do come across that behavior, you can report it to moderation straight away, and they'll take care of it. Hopping forward to Peck42's question, what preparations were made for the servers for tomorrow? So we operate on a very elastic architecture as Azure Cloud Servers. We can just hit buttons and more stuff is provisioned to sort of scale up. There's a bunch of sliders we can do for that. So we can scale up databases, we can scale up other types of services, etc., to handle it, and we're adjusting things as we need. The biggest one there, though, is that we just throw a wallet at the asset variance queue, and we've got a bunch more servers there handling some of the load. That won't be a problem forever. We'll probably get rid of those servers in a month or two, because once the large influx of people comes in, that queue goes really low. Huey says, will the servers be run through cloud servers or peer-to-peer? So there's actually two things going on in Resonite. So there is cloud server operations. That's anything to do with contacts, messages, the inventory system, etc. But then an actual session that you're in is entirely peer-to-peer. Paragon Orang says, how many people are you expecting to get during tomorrow's launch? I would say maximum of 1,000. Don't quote me on that. It's not a bet. I'm not having any money on that. I don't want my face on a poster somewhere that says you are wrong. That's just my best guess. And it's a guess. Everyone's like, you were wrong. Yes, it was a guess. I come across a lot in my industry, some people who say, like, I can't make an accurate estimate. And I'm like, there is no such thing. It's an estimate. Precision of language. You can make a good estimate or a close estimate. You cannot make an accurate estimate. Coney Dreamer says, what command is used to run the Linux headless should be relatively the same. Some of the command line flags have changed, etc., as has the various other things such as the app ID, etc. But beyond that, it should be there. There are a couple of threads in the Discord where people are figuring that out. It will be on the wiki as soon as that's available. So there we go. Panda says, is native GIF support coming, Clant? Nothing planned right now. It might go up on the GitHub like you suggest, or it might go on the roadmap. One thing to note is that GIFs are generally becoming out of favor with most technical capabilities. Even when you post a GIF in Discord these days, it's a WebP that loops. Panda asks a question that has already been answered. Duskitten asks, will the wiki be launched within the game? I'm getting tired of this question, so I'm going to answer it once more. The wiki will be available when it is available. Not a moment sooner, not a moment after it, when it's available. I can't give you a time, I can't give you a day, I can't give you any sense of that until it's ready. If it's asked again, any other office hours, I'm just going to skip it. Huey says, for account registration for Resonite, will it be through Steam or another method I haven't discovered yet? So we don't have any Steam linking with our accounts right now. You'll have to register with us, no other sort of providers. We have sort of talked about, and again, this is a cloud floating through a tranquil sky. Like, that's a cool cloud, but it carries on moving with the wind. Other forms of account linking. Steam would be a good possibility. I believe some others have talked about other varieties of that. We do have SAML support, but that's more a business operation thing that can link a business identity to a Resonite account. Magic says, a micro-mort-sized question. What exciting community-created content have you seen within Resonite so far? Unfortunately, I haven't actually had time to be in Resonite casually in the past 2 weeks. I will endeavor to fix that, but mostly I just stand in my cloud home changing people's emails because Patreon. Moving forwards to Pumpkin's question. They ask, why am I unable to enter anchors? I don't know. Please try a basic standard avatar, like the default avatar, and in an empty world as well. Spawn out a chair, try in an empty world. Often we see issues with that kind of thing when you're either in a overly customized avatar that has too much stuff on it and it interferes with the anchor system. Some of the safety systems that I was just talking about for Marco's question also interfere with anchors. They will immediately eject you from an anchor if you sit inside it. Can also affect that, and can permissions. Hence why default avatar, empty world, removes all of those cases. If you can sit in an anchor in a default avatar in empty world, then it means either the world or the avatar is bugging you. So next, try a different world, but the same default avatar, and then try just that avatar, because I guarantee it's probably something on the avatar or in the world. Panda says, theoretically, would it be possible down the line to improve avatar blocking by locally loading assets that are low-res textures like this? Theoretically, yes, absolutely. Moving forwards to Duskitten says, how are you doing today, Prime? Got a headache coming. That'll probably fix itself at some point. Or maybe not. Maybe I'll go to bed even earlier to fix that. But, you know, headaches are fun. Margo has a question. Will regular non-business users be able to set up SAML support? No. SAML is a business-only application by definition. It links a business identity. Let's say, like, you work for a company called Mega Silly Corp. Mega Silly Corp has an identity provider, usually Azure Active Directory. Everyone logs into their accounts there, you know, prime at megasillycorp.com, etc., goes through that system. That system has SAML support. We link Mega Silly Corp to Resonite. So if you don't have a company that supports SAML, not useful. Merif asks, how much sleep has been lost over Resonite development? How long's a piece of string? I'm just going to answer that one with 4 meters. 4 meters of sleep. A better way to phrase that question would be, has the team been losing sleep over the development? Yeah. Paragon asks, how long has this been in the works? We've been working on Resonite quite a while. We are feeling good that it's going to release, but lots of the work that we need to do is going to occur after the release. Marco says 7, I say 7, back to them. Duskit asks, what's the favorite thing you've implemented? I really like button edit color X. It makes it really easy to edit colors in a way that makes sense. So I really like that. There's a bunch of other stuff, but like honestly, I forget sometimes. Check the changelogs. I also did categorize all the protoflux nodes. It was a community effort from some of our earlier test waves where we figured out why and where and how we should categorize the protoflux nodes. And then I sat there for 4 weeks periodically recategorizing nodes. It was huge. The spreadsheet was like 3,000 rows long and it was horrible. Like, it's the worst thing I've ever done, but it's done. Not the worst thing I've ever done. The worst thing I've ever done was I had to do a support ticket once whilst I had a nosebleed for a different job. And so I'm like actively nosebleeding over my keyboard and just sliding my hands over through it. A couple of people are probably squirming though right now, so we'll move on. Magic says, any formal plans for Makerspace Monday or Tinkering Tuesday sale broadcasts? Content that we're going to be standing up over on our Twitch channel is still sort of TBD. I have just heard that we will be going live tomorrow for a broadcast for launch. I believe it will be at 3 p.m. my time. Don't know what that is in other time zones, but 3 p.m. Pacific, it's the regular time that we used to go live in other places. I'll try and get the people doing that to put an announcement in announcement so you know that's going to happen, but we'll probably do that after the announcement that it's launched, because that'll be at 11 a.m. my time, so there's plenty of time between those. There's 4 hours between those events. As for that, other stuff like that, we've got all sorts of broadcasts that we want to do. I have tons of ideas that we never did, so we're going to take a look at doing them. I believe I am up to date on all of the questions there. If you have any additional questions, please do let me know. But remember, if you ask about the wiki, I might just, like, find you. I might just, like, send you an angry cat gif. Burn to the Ground says cheese or 7. I don't answer cheese questions. Tony says, will there be any change logs available before? We're not providing a change log for anything before this Discord server was created, unfortunately. It would take too long. Margo says, has the point at which floating point occurs been reduced or increased in Resonite? No, there should be no changes to that area. Johnny Awesome says, now that free image is forked on GitHub, could pull requests be made to add new image formats for Resonite? No, probably not. We forked it and made changes because we had some issues a long time ago with how it operated. And then we had to do the security vulnerability patch to that. It's just there because it's a requirement of the license, and it's also good for transparency, showing like, hey, we have fixed the issue. I don't know if we're going to be wanting active development there. Even if we did have active development, such as the free image repo there did support random additional things. I've heard of AVIF. I don't know what JXL or HEIC is, but even if the free image repo supported those, we would then need to integrate that with our actual engine. So it's like, if you kept like shoving new formats into that, you're basically just putting more work on our plate. Pika Station says, will Resonite be on standalone VR like the Quest soon? Soon is a difficult question to answer, but like, if you mean soon as in any time between now and the heat death of the universe, probably. But more details on our roadmap, etc. TBD. Panda wants a cat gift. Panda gets a cat gift. Alex says, Pico headset support. It's likely that we will investigate other headsets. They'll need to be on the issue tracker once that's available. Margo wants a cat gif. Margo gets a cat gif. Essentia asks, is there a roadmap yet? Unfortunately not. We will get one live as soon as possible. The issue tracker will go live first, so you guys can take a look and file bugs, etc. But then beyond that, we'll start putting the roadmap together so you know what's going on. We don't want to inundate our roadmap with random stuff without plans for what's going on. Jinx wants a cat gif, but they have not said the magic word for a cat gif. Natbar, do you know if the asset variant backlog would prevent me being able to set my 2D badge? I've tried numerous times over the last 2 days with the error saying the asset doesn't exist. Probably nothing to do with that backlog. Other people have used it successfully. I do know that there is some issues with it, but those should be resolved soon. Trying. I don't know. Maybe I can have a look at some point. DM me a picture of cheese and I'll get back to you. Archer, what are you most excited about in terms of future features? I'm just excited that we're here and we're able to make updates and make fixes. There are so many things that, like, I do. You can see the changelog sometimes where I'm like, that took me less than 5 minutes, guys. Like, that took me less than 5 minutes. And there are so many of those across the board, so I'm excited about those. Beyond that, I want to do some, like, really large features. Again, these are clouds passing across a summer's day in a field. They're not defined. They're not coming. Don't ask if they're coming soon. They are ideas. I really want to do Steam achievements. I feel like it would be a great way to, like, blow off Steam. It's like, we've been working on launch for so long. The first, like, major thing Prime does then is just Steam achievements. It would be great. Probably not going to happen. Again, cloud over an open summer's day. But, like, it would just be funny. Alexis, what's the thing in Resonite that you're most... most proud of having made? I already answered that one. You'll have to check the recording. Paragon says, there are no changes to the controls. There are a few changes to the controls. The wiki will have those in the future. Mari says, how excited are you? That's a repeat. So we'll skip that one. Magic has a jiffy question. It says, are there any third-party tools, software, resources that you recommend to get the most out of Resonite? Yes, Blender, sketchfab.com, a good photo editor. Now, you don't need Photoshop. I would suggest, like, GIMP. You can get away with paint.net. Good file management as well. Like, I know we don't have, like, moving files around inside Resonite yet, but you can make them good on your computer. Something I did recently was I installed a Chrome add-on which separates my downloads folder by month and year, and it's amazing. Because what I do is I look at my download folder sometimes, and it's just like 40 gigabytes of random junk, and I don't know what's going on. Now I can at least see, hey, 20 gigabytes of that is listed as 2021 November. And I'm like, do I really need that? Probably not. So I just delete it, blow it out of the water. So that's good. Beyond that, free sound as well. Good sounds on free sound. Tiki says that they're running Resonite on a virtual machine, but it has bad performance. Asset variant system, maybe. Maybe might help there. Gotta wait till that queue's down. Dakota says, will Resonite be more potato PT? Will Resonite be more potato PC optimized in the future for those who have older graphics cards? We're always looking into optimizations. I can't commit to any sort of metric on that. So again, like 4 miles. We'll have 4 miles of more optimizations. But there are always stuff that you can optimize. Like if you say the word, don't do this, because Fruks, if you see Fruks in game, by the way, don't bug him with, like, anything work-related, unless he's up for it. Like, ask him first. I've seen it happen. People just walk up to him, and they just go, like, so I had this bug that happens 1 out of 1 million times I launch the game, and I want you to fix it right now. It's just rude. Like, put it on the bug tracker once it's available. If it's not urgent, you don't need to speak to Fruks about it. And 90% of the time, someone else can handle it. If it's a moderation issue, Fruks has no dealings in moderation. He does oversee them, but you can put in a moderation ticket. They'll take care of it. If it's an account-related issue, put in a support ticket. I will take care of it, another team member will take care of it, or Fruks will take care of it. Everyone has access to the support desk. Duplicate question there, which is optimizations planned. Yes. Like, when I ask Fruks about optimizations at business-appropriate avenues to do so, like programming meetings, he just goes like, yep, I want to optimize this and that and this and that and this and that, and it's just like, cool. Feels like a, you know, like a really big scroll. It's just like unfurl it. You ask that question, it just unfurls across the table. Dusk asks, do you think in the future you'll attempt to break a record of how many features you added in one changelog? No. Records and stuff like that are unhealthy. Johnny says, achievements can't be added to games in early access. That's a shame. I'll take a look at that later. Everyone wants a link to the add-on that folderizes downloads. It's amazing. It, like, changed my download folder management. Let me find it for you. Here it is. This is organized downloads by date. I love it. So there you go. There's all the extension for people. It's called organized downloads by date. It's amazing. I can't really answer Burn to the Ground's question, sorry, but yeah. Magic, what's the, is a recent cherished prized possession you've acquired this year? There is this group of, figures on, I gotta look it up because I can't remember the name of them now, on Amazon, which are like amalgamations of two animals, and you can just order figures of them, and it's amazing. I want all of them, but currently I only have one. Randimals, that's it. So I recently purchased this. They have an official name. I've forgotten it, though. It's on a label, but I'd have to stand up and get that. I think it's Hawk. Yes, Hawk. It's a horse shark. It's just, it's beautiful. I want all of them. You can also get plushies of them, but I wanted the figures. I do also collect plushes, but like they're big. So the figures are good. I've got a shelf of interesting items, I call it. That is a name that is stolen from Stuart Ashen's channel, but I have a shelf of interesting items. Let's take a look. My shelf of interesting items, just like, it's really weird because some people just be like, just buy more, and it's like, no, it has to be like as random as possible. So there's a Van figure from Final Fantasy 12, and I got that because someone was leaving their job at Microsoft, and they're like, come in, grab swag. And I'm like, can I just take this Van figure? And they're like, yeah, that's what I mean, it's random. Like one day I walked into my office at the Microsoft campus and someone had put a cat figure on my desk. That's random. It goes on the shelf of interesting items. It can't just be I buy it from Amazon and fill the shelf. Jinx actually wants a cat gift. They'll get a cat gift this time. Hey, you can have the special cat gift. See if you can figure out what's going on there. Johnny says, are you enjoying the more relaxed session this time? It's still kind of crazy. 60's a lot. Let me scroll around, make sure that I've got stuff going on. Dakota says, can I bug Nexla instead of Frooks? You can bug whoever you want. It's just probably not the appropriate person or not the appropriate place. Like, if people bug me in-game about bugs, I'm just going to forget. Like, I'll try my best to not forget, but I'm just going to forget. I might not forget all of them, but I'm going to forget at least one of the bugs that you come to me. If you put it on the issue tracker, I don't need to, remember it. It's on the issue tracker. Margo says, does the add-on work retroactively based on metadata? No, it's only, it's based on download time. So, like, when you make a download in Chrome, the add-on goes, like, it's 2023.10, and it shoves it in that folder. Qdot says, what, if any, is the product focus of Resonite? Are you trying to be a competitor? A VR game engine dev environment? Something entirely different? Has this changed? We don't really have like a product focus or a product vision or something that you'd put on a slide deck and give out to like investors. So it's difficult to answer that question. I personally don't think that we're trying to be a competitor. We're trying to be our own thing. A lot of people go like, oh, it's VR chat or Resonite. Not both. I'm like, it totally can be both. You know, a bit like Pepsi versus Coca-Cola. They're both going to exist for a long time. Are they in competition? Kind of, but some people prefer one and some people prefer the other, and that's totally fine. We are also, yes, trying to be a game engine dev environment. We've got business contacts, education contacts that are trying to do stuff with us, absolutely. I think I've caught up on the questions there. Sorry, the picture of the random all got in my way. Tiki says, I have a world I want to migrate that I haven't saved prior migration. What's the quickest way to import that item without risking a full migration? You should be able to just do that. There's probably no way to do it. We don't have the way to support just migrating one things. But there we go. Dusk asks, what's the weirdest random item on my shelf currently? I don't know, I'd have to go look. I'm sat down, I don't want to stand up, I'm lazy. Jinx asks, is there a possibility of adding a music link material like what VRChat has? Yep, we already have it. You can build it yourself. There's lots of systems that people have that have that, but you don't need a shader, and you don't need a system, and you don't need a material. You can just write it however you want. The 6 says, when you create the documentation, do you expect it to be community-maintained or Yellow Dog maintained? Both. Documentation only works if people are able to contribute to it. And the reason behind that is people have different priorities. So, like, my priority might be get the best documentation possible, but I might just miss something because I'm busy. But if that one person is an expert, you know, they're in the corner of Resonite, and they're an expert on the meter tip. Bet you all haven't used the meter tip. I know some of you will have, but not all of you have. If they're an expert on the meter tip, I don't want to block the documentation for meter tip being up to date just because I don't use it. I want them to write the documentation for it. If they don't want to, that's fine. But if they're frustrated that they don't know how to use it, so they want to write documentation for it, once they figured out how to use it, go for it. I know the meter tip very well, by the way. Margo says, I found a bug for you. Great. Take that bug, capture it in a bug net, put it in one of those like bug jars, you know, like the jar with the lid that you put bugs in as kids. It's cruel, by the way. Don't do that. Put it in there, and then wait till the bug tracker's there. Otherwise, I'm going to forget it. Tiki says, will a full migration re-import all the items I deleted already? Yeah. Yeah. Dakota says, what do you think is the biggest goal for Resonite? We want to just exist for a bit, I think. Like, we do have goals, we do have the features, but we just want to exist for a bit. I would like for us to take a break. The biggest break that we've got planned is sort of BLFC. Lots of us are flying in for that. We'll probably still do some random amount of work during that trip. We'll be out of our offices, etc. So that'll be like a good break. Lux says, if a world has a conversion issue during migration, is it okay to edit the metadata to warn people about the issue or to override the world and make it unfixable? Yeah, saving a world that is broken will make it unfixable. When you load a world that hasn't been saved, our conversion stuff runs. And if the issue is in our conversion stuff, it only runs once. So that's why you don't save the world. Make sure you log what the problem is on the GitHub once it's available. Mari asks, has the IK improved from previous endeavors, or will people still gallop when sprinting? You can customize that yourself. So IK improvements are going to happen at some point, but it's a little known thing. If you go through, rummage through all the IK components, there's this section called gate, G-A-I-T, not G-A-T-E, and that will configure how your feet move. The default values are just there as default values. They're not good, they're not bad, they're just default values. So feel free to change it. The best way of messing around with those is delete all the gates out of that, because gates are based on velocity. And then once you've got them all deleted, you'll just have one. Play around with that one, get some settings you like, then reload your avatar, copy those settings back into the avatar that's got all the velocity-based gates. Duskitten says, are there plans to collaborate with the MMC next year, or is it too early to say currently? It's too early to say currently. As a reminder, MMC is a third-party competition run by Creator Jam. We do have lots of involvement in that, but it isn't often from the things that you expect. So yes, we do the badges, yes, we do storage space sometimes, but a lot of the involvement we have is because we are asked to by the Creator Jam as a person, not a company. So I'm a judge usually each year. I'm asked every year as a person, not a company, to be a judge. I'm asked to work on the voting system every year. Again, that's an ask to me personally, not the platform. The voting system's ran by me, not the platform. The six says, regarding your answer above, do you expect the community's perspective will be writing said documentation based on experience and experimentation, rather than just being able to look at the code and say it does this specifically? Absolutely, yeah. Every single one of my tutorials has that until I started working for the team, and then I could look at the code there. But like, yeah, I just figured it out. You have to remember that when I started playing, no one knew what anything did, really. It was just like pockets of tribal knowledge, and it took a while to spread. Cyber says, if you're allowed to say what happened that made you all decide to confirm Resonite. Don't know what you mean by confirm. There are people giggling outside and my window is open. I'm scared. I think they're just walking past, but whatever. Qdot says, building on the product question, because hey, we're cranking through the queue. If there's no solid product vision, is the goal to make YDM? YDM is not an LLC, it's a SRO. A self-funding studio via methods like crowdfunding, or is it mostly going to be a legal entity for covering tech and contracts? We want to make money and we want to pay everyone. Like, our goal is to like survive, first of all. Yeah. And then we'll see what's going on. We are going to make a product vision for Resonite, but like, it just isn't something I've got in like a nice PowerPoint to show you right now. But yeah, we are an SRO, not an LLC. Do keep that in mind. Like, if you see a YDM LLC writing to you or anything, it's not us. We're SRO. Which reminds you, and I hate to say this, but like, if anyone DMs you and they pretend to be us, just come back here and like, make a ticket, post a question, moderation or whatever. Like, for example, anyone's like, come buy Yellow Dog Man Studios coin. No, that's a scam. No. Resonite coin. No, that's a scam. Come back here. If in doubt, come back. Don't give anyone any money. Don't give anyone a password. Don't give anyone anything. Don't give a hungry, thirsty, orphaned child on the side of the road water without checking with Yellow Dog Man Studios. Prestige says, what's your opinion on the Patreon changing their logo to a literal black blob? Lots of people see the black blob and they react quite reactively. I react reactively. No, I mean, they're very reactive about it. But they don't actually read the page or the blog post to understand what's going on there. Patreon are trying to change their branding to be more fluid in a more digital landscape. Now, you may say that that's like digital advert, mumbo jumbo and buzzwords, but they do kind of have an idea. Like, is their execution of the idea good? I don't know. I haven't got used to the new branding yet. But the idea is that a logo can change and adapt to the circumstances that it's in. And I think that's really good. Mari says, follow up to my previous question, will the IK component and the inspector be easier to read? Probably not. There's so many properties there. We're going to have to figure out what's going on there. Paragon says, are there full transcripts of these primetime sessions available somewhere? Yep. Officehours.probableprime.co.uk has an audio with subtitle player, but you can also download the SRT or VTT file, which do look a bit crazy because they've got time codes in them, but you can control F and SRT and a VTT. And if you have the SRT or VTT, and I'm just saying random abbreviations, I'm sorry, then you can open them in a player that allows you to simultaneously read through the subtitles and the video. I use subtitle editor something, and that's really cool because I can like control F for when I said something stupid and it will jump the audio to that point. Magic says, do you have a favorite Saturday morning cartoon from your childhood and what fond memories or lessons do you associate with it? I don't know if I associate any lessons with it. It was an educational program. I love anything from the Look and See Company. I don't know if they still exist, but they made educational TV shows for children that would air on the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation. And they are nightmare fuel, but they're like my kind of nightmare fuel. There's one called Through the Dragon's Eye, where I'll give you the beginning plot of it real quick. Some children paint a mural outside of their school of a dragon and a land. The dragon comes alive, breathes smoke all over them, which I used to call like drugged smoke. They go inside the mural and then they're in the dragon's land. They've gone through the dragon's eye and they go to Dragonland, and the Vata Core, which is a sort of polystyrene shape, a bit like a pentagon. I don't really know what like type of shape. It's like a really complicated shape, has exploded and parts of it have been sent across the Dragonland and they've got to get them back. And there's these really brightly painted people called like Huey, Dewey, and Louie, not that, but like similar sort of, you know, double-barreled names that help them. One of them has a magic flying bat. It functions a little bit like a broomstick, but it's a baseball bat, and they have to get it back. And there's a bad guy called Chang, and Chang can melt people. Very scary. There's another one called Legend of the Lost Keys or something like that. A grandfather has keys that lead to a portal that leads to another dimension where there are people that wear very fancy clothing. And they want to come into Earth and take it over, even though they only have medieval equipment, so it doesn't really make sense, but there we go. Oh, but by the way, I always ask this randomly when it comes up, just in case anyone has it, but if you're from the UK and you have a VHS collection, rummage through it and look and see if you have a show called Life Force. There's a TV show called Life Force that was broadcast on in the UK on CBBC, and the plot of an episode was so seared into my brain that it took me 15 years to figure out the name of the TV show. Now I have the name, I can just quote the name to people and they can go see if they've got it. But before that, I had to describe the episode that I remembered. I'll describe the episode if we run out of questions and we have extra time. Paragon says, I finished your website. It looks like the transcript's only one at a time. That's correct. You could download all the files and control F through them though if you wanted to. Cyber says, they're clarifying on the confirm Resonite. Yeah, I can't talk about that one. Essentia says, in Resonite, which file format do you recommend for importing models? I recommend GLTF these days. Lots of other people will recommend FBX, but that's purely because they haven't tried GLTF. I don't recommend FBX anymore because it's a proprietary format that's dying, whereas GLTF is actually being developed. Amalgus says, can we swallow the coins? No, please don't. Takoda says, any plans for in-game moderation? In-game moderators stroke moderation, in case there are people trying to really abuse this system, cause genuine problems. Already set up. You can look on the right side of the screen here, scroll all the way to the top in a channel that isn't this one because no mods are here. I'll talk to the mods about that later. Why aren't they here? We have moderators in game. They can be recognized by a shield badge that you'll see in their badge spaces. They are not beat cops, though. They are not designed to run around and patrol. They can help out if they witness problems that are occurring. But for 99% of cases, you'll need to go ahead and submit a ticket at moderation.resonite.com. It's going to take a while. Anyway, yeah, moderation.resonite.com. And they'll take care of it. All right. I got a DM, so I had to like scroll around. I'm lost. Dusk says, is the release set in stone? Yeah, the release is set in stone. The release was not set in stone until Monday night. And I think that's when we announced the date, and then it was set in stone. Like it's in Steam and everything. Like Steam is just going to do it. Burn to the Ground says, are there plans for Resonite merch? Yes. You'll have to attend Chroma's office hours to learn more about merch. Pika says, what time is Resonite downloadable on Steam? Ooh, you've triggered my trap card. It's in the announcements channel. It's translated to every single time zone. You just look at it and you go, ah, yes, I understand. Then I want you to print that, cut it out on a piece of paper and frame it and then put it on your wall. Why am I bleeding? Okay, it's only a little. Okay, next. Nitro says, it's still a bad idea to leave Access Align as enabled in the world? Yes, unless you need them to actively Access Align stuff beyond their initial Access Aligning. If that didn't make any sense, don't worry about it. I'm not explaining Access Aligners here. I will in an editorial at some point. Jinx says, is it possible to currently pull out a protofact? Is it possible to currently pull out a protoflux card instead of just the blocks from an item you want to drive multiple variables on? No, protoflux cards are limited to just one property. That works out monumentally better in 90% of cases. Tiki says, will Resonite come with an anti-flux virus? Think Tailroot. It already has one. Marga says, why can't I swallow the coins? If you swallow metal objects, they start decomposing in your digestive tract, and having loose metal in your system is not a good idea, particularly if there's rust involved. Yo-Yo says, I can't stop coding stuff in Protoflux. What do I do? Take a break, go to bed. Make sure you're eating, make sure you're drinking. Electronus posts the moderation icon. Fantastic. Archer says, to clarify this, if you import code and it's causing issues, there's a good way to debug it. That will need to be a bug report on our tracker once it's available. Jinx says, how long in terms of string do you think it'll take people to stop mixing up platforms? Probably a month. It's the same thing as, like, you know when a new year starts and you have to, like, say the year to someone, you always say the previous year, and then, like, that usually lasts through January. I used to do it at school a lot, because, you know, at school they were always like, write the date at the top of your piece of paper, and I would always write it wrong. Magic says, what are some recommended starter projects for non-technical users looking to get familiar with the platform? Not a gun, and not a multi-tool, and not a custom inspector. Anything else. If you told me tomorrow that you wanted to make, I don't know, a basic car, that might be a good idea. If you told me you wanted to make a box that changes color, great idea. But temper your expectations. You're not going to be able to build a giant gun that has, like, a full reload animation and ejects clips. Even I can't really do that. I mean, I could, but it would... Why? There's hundreds of those. And you don't need to build tools. Like, one of the other problems I see is people go, like, well, everyone else does it, so I must do it. It's like, you don't need to build tools. You don't need to build inspectors. You don't need to build a multi-tool. You can use the existing ones. Marcus says, are you bleeding or are you problem? I'm bleeding. It's my fault. I'm playing with my penknife as a sort of fidget whilst I answer these questions, and I stab myself with the corkscrew on the penknife. Rumi says, are there plans for official Android releases sometime down the road? Probably no plans yet, though. No TBDs. That's a cloud in the sky. Doublestick says, is there some sort of heuristic check in self-replicating systems like Tailroot? I won't be answering how that works, because answering how it works tells you how to get around it. And there might be naughty people watching. I can't answer how the antivirus works. For those who know how to go find out how it works, you know how to go find out how it works. But I'm not going to answer that, because naughty people will be watching. Sarah Kitty says, I heard talk of you going to cons IRL. Are you a furry? I'm furry adjacent. I do have a character. I do have an avatar that I wear, but it's more like an avatar. It's not an identity. But I will be going to cons as myself, and also as the avatar that you'll see me most in, the black dude with the black-clothed dude, sorry, with the mask. I've got bits of that today. I've got a sewing machine as well. It's going to be a long time. Exo says, will the GitHub issue tracker be ready for release? It'll be ready if and when it's ready. Not a moment before, not a moment after. When it's ready, it will be ready. I don't know when that'll be exactly, but when it's available, it'll be available. Burnt to the Ground says, when will proper prime evolve into definite prime? Are we missing a stone? No, so, like, this username was just randomly generated from Xbox game tag creator, and that's just what happened, and I just stuck with it, and now it's kind of just what I do, so whatever. You can make jokes, you can make associations, etc. I don't know. Prime number theory is something I'm interested in, but I don't have the math smarts to go through it. You ask, what are the requirements for an Avatar's locomotion controller to actually work? I don't know off the top of my head. I'll have to take a look and get back to you on that one. I wouldn't suggest building one manually, though. Duskin says, you're going to 3D print the nose for the mask? No, but I might pop into a joke shop on the way to the event and buy one of those, like, nose moustache things from a joke shop. There's a really good magic shop, actually, in the bowels of Pike Place Market in Seattle. Oh, I love this next question. It's going to be amazing. Paragon says, what do you use for the speech-to-text transcript? It looks really advanced. So, yes, it is really advanced. I use AWS Transcribe. That's an AWS Amazon offering. It is monetarily, like, it's like less than a dollar per session, though, so I really don't care. But if you're talking about the player that represents the subtitles, I wrote that in like 30 minutes. I just wrote it in 30 minutes. Marga says, you have any food right now? What would it be? Something cheese related, of course. Those are all the questions for the moment. So I guess I'll explain the plot of this TV show. I'll need to find it. And the reason I need to find it is because I thought I was insane until I found the name of the TV show. So the TV show is basically, the UK is flooded due to global warming. And so it's split off into islands, and most people travel around these islands using boats. The series follows a father, son, and daughter who live on one of these boats, and they travel to various islands. So each episode is usually an island. Sometimes there are two-parters where they spend two episodes on a single island. The father has some sort of seizure-related disorder that in one episode causes him to swallow his tongue, and that's a big sort of episode theme, getting him medical aid. But then another one is, and this is the one that was like, it's burned into my soul. I can picture it as clear as day, but until someone says that they've got a VHS copy of it, I still think I'm insane. They land on one of the islands, and everyone is acting incredibly weird, and they're all eating small bird eggs. Like, not chicken eggs, but smaller than chickens. They're all eating eggs, but the adults won't share the eggs with the children. There's this one daughter on the island who's like, something's up, please help me. And so the boat people try and help them. Towards the end of the episode, in an inexplicable way that literally you're going to think I'm insane, because the eggs were putting them into a trance, and they end up in the island's church, and in the island's church there's a big staff like at the altar that's got a red jewel in it, and that's like shining laser beams over them and stuff, and no one believes that they're in a trance. So one of them eats an egg and goes into the staff land and rescues everyone by destroying the red gem on the staff inside the egg land. I don't know how the eggs got to the staffs or anything like that, but that, like, it's there, it happened, I can see it. It was a Life Force episode, though. That was the TV show. Yep, that's the wiki page for it. Wow, the episode description is exactly what I described. Wow. Yeah, I'll read that. So the official Wikipedia, I know Wikipedia's not official, but whatever, is the children pick up a distress call from an island I won't try and pronounce. Responding to the call, they travel to find it's completely deserted, save for Gemma, a sleep-deprived young girl, in shock after a week of compulsively trying to stay awake. They eventually ascertain her parents and the rest of the island populace have been eating contaminated gull eggs, making them fall under a shared hallucination, and gather to become comatose in its church for an otherworldly crystal entity. It happened. It existed. I just need the VHS of it. Maybe I should, like, respond to the, like, there's a BBC have archive, so maybe it'll be on there. Anyway, let me go back to actual questions. Okay, that's answered. Arcanes isn't. What are the chances of Fruits doing office hours for, like, deep dives and such? I have, we've suggested it to them, and they want to do something, but not right now. I will eventually learn how Protoflux works, because I'm in the code base, like, every day, so I will be able to answer those questions, as will the community as they slowly start understanding what's going on. The stick says scalable inspectors, component browsers, Protoflux node browsers. Is that something we need to make ourselves? You can already scale them. If you can't scale them, you can enable scaling, and there you go. If you can elaborate, I might be able to answer that question better. Archer says, do you need the VHS specifically, or would you be good with the file? I'll be good with the file. The reason I say VHS is because I hunted for the file for about 3 months and couldn't find it anywhere. So I assume that the only place it's going to turn up is someone's random VHS collection or the BBC archives. Jackal, if you found it, you've got a bounty. Oh my god, how is it that quick? Why does this shitty website not have any Sigma? It looks like a dodgy website. My browser's very hardened against, like, bad stuff. But, you know, it links to a Google Drive, like, video. I'm much happier going to Google Drive. Yeah, it's just the DreamWorks intro, and then it ends. Okay, anyway, if anyone can find that anywhere, if you get the whole season, I promise I will send you a cake. But, like, just the episode, you might get, like, I don't know, a cookie. Oh, stick means resizing, so it can display more without scrolling. Yeah, we're looking into improving all of that. It might include being able to make your own custom ones and favorite them. Marga says, promise. Charles says, what kind of cake are we talking? Right. I will get you a cake, right? It'll be decorated, and it'll be, like, a good cake. We're talking, like, you know, a $40 cake here. Right, I don't see any other questions, so I'm going to leave it a little while to, like, you know, have any other things going through. So Marco, type your question. Duskitten, type your question. Jinx, I'll give you a question as well. Otherwise, no more questions, and we'll leave off here. But if you find that TV show, I really want to know. It doesn't have to be the whole season. If it's just the episode, that's fine. But, like, whole season, you get a cake. The funny thing about it is, and you can actually see that on the fake website, is, like, the evil baddie of the series is the actor from Homeland. And a bunch of other shows more recently, like the... I always confuse Billions and Succession, but he's in one of those two. Prime Prime says, Margot says, Prime, I remember you saying you owe me a drink. Can you take me up on the offer in 8 years or so? Yes. Or I can provide a age-appropriate drink for you right now. Jinx says, in the Dawn modular set, is it possible to make a square room without resorting to Zed fighting existing items? That would sound like a great question for a content team office hours that doesn't exist yet. By the way, actually, you can check a look at the event list for this server. Scroll all the way to the top of the channels, click events. You'll see that we have Chroma's office hours. They'll be on Monday 9th at 3 p.m. my time. And Wednesday 11th of October is Geen's office hours, also known as Geen's Shiny Pixel Emporium. So you can go to both of those. Oh, you wanted to wait that long is for personal reasons, not legal reasons. Okay, I'll see you in 8 years then. Have I seen the 4700? Is that the one where, yeah, they ran out of budget or like motivation like in the last sort of season and it got really crap? That could have had a really good ending, but they just kind of like fizzled out there. Speaking of that, and because we're out of questions, we're almost at time as well. I mean, we're over time, but like, you know, I want to tell people, and I've got 59 people listening, so here we go. There's a TV show called Sliders. The premise of Sliders is that a brilliant science whiz kid discovers an ability to slide between dimensions. They call it dimensions. I think they mean alternate Earths or alternate realities. It depends on the lingo that you're using for that particular sort of idea. The point is they can travel to alternate Earths where different stuff has happened in the history or future of the planet. And they get stuck sliding between Earths, trying to find their way home for very elaborate contrived reasons. Throughout that, they bring in the science kid's sort of crush, the science kid's professor, and a random singer that does like blues singing, and they just travel. And it has like 4 seasons or 5 seasons, I can't remember, but it just got crapper and crapper and shitter and shitter. And part of the reason behind that is the original actors kept leaving, but they kept leaving surprisingly, so there was no way to sort of write them out creatively. Maximilian Arturo, who is the professor, is the guy who played Gimli in Lord of the Rings. I've forgotten their name. He left with a story that was written out because he did the appropriate thing and he told them that he was leaving so they could write him out quite well. Still wasn't that well, though. Everyone else kind of just left randomly. Like I'll spoil the last season because it literally you can't watch it. It's terrible. Like you could, but it's terrible. In the last season, from the previous season, the original main character, the science whiz, managed to get his brother, like the actor managed to get his brother, who's also an actor, hired onto the TV show because it made a convincing plot. You know, the science kid had a brother, right? But both of those quit the show for the last season. So they have to come up with a reason about why they've disappeared. And the reason that they come up with is that the brother, that no one really cared about anyway, just got lost to the sort of like sea of time. And the main character's brain got merged with another random Joe guy that exists in just the last season. And so for the entire last season, he's pretending to be a mix of the original character and a new character to try and like give some sort of like anchoring back to the start of the show. But the only character who remains throughout the entire thing is Rembrandt, who's the blues singer I mentioned. And he's the only character that remembers for the whole thing. And at the end of the show, Rembrandt solves the problem that they were trying to solve and goes home. And it's just like, it's just a terrible, terrible show. It's called Sliders, though. Okay, we got a couple of questions and then we're leaving off because I'm just ranting about random TV shows now. Solidus Snake says, what's the format going forward for primetime meetings? After launch priority, we plan to doing each week instead of daily. I am planning to do each week, yes. I might do like 2 times a week if there are enough questions. Launch week's busy and there's going to be a bit of busy, you know, past that. But I can't do this 3 times a week thing again. Plus there's other people who want to get the stage to, like Chroma and Geen's for their time. I'd love the content team to do one. I'd love Fruits to sort of do something. They said before they kind of want to do a different format and I'm like, that's fine. We'll try and work it out. We've also got content that's going to start up on our Twitch channel where like, you know, there'll be more opportunities for you guys to talk to us after launch and you won't need to listen to me talk about obscure TV shows all day. Margus says, if you had any superpower, what would it be? That's a very good question to that. Like, some people say, like, very specific powers. And I just say, like, a difference from luck, because luck is the ability to, like, manipulate things around you. But if you could manipulate the probability or the chance of something happening, then you can have any superpower you want, and you're completely unstoppable. Now, there is sort of bounding in sort of the multiple parallel Earths theory about that. Like, that superpower would be the ability to transfer your brain or consciousness to like the universe where that outcome happens. So it could, like, that's the way it would work, right? So a good example here would be, you can buy a lottery ticket, but, like, you don't know that that lottery ticket's going to win, but you could, through your superpower, enact yourself into a universe where your lottery ticket was the winning lottery ticket. That bases itself on the theory that every decision you make creates a different universe where you made the opposite decision, but that occurs at, like, a quantum level. So, like, you know, the fact that you went to the toilet at 1 p.m. rather than 2 p.m. also made another universe. So it's not just decision, it's, like, observation-based. Anyway, that's, like, you know, that's completely not... I'm just going to end off here, like, this too big brain idea. Everyone else is just like, I want to fly. I'm only flying? Like, does that mean that you're susceptible to cold still? Because flying, whilst being susceptible to cold, is a recipe for dying, because you'll be up higher in the atmosphere flying and die of cold. So it's like, oh, okay, well, then I need to be, like, cold-proof and to be able to fly. And I'm like, okay, what about oxygen? You know, you get higher up in the world, then the air's thinner. It's like, okay, so I can breathe, and I'm warm, and I can fly. The stick birds don't contend with the FAA. I don't think humans should either. But anyway, I will speak to you guys later. That's just a quote. Birds don't have to deal with the FAA.